like you can shoot your shot, but you kind of
gotta know.
You kind of know, like, listen,
that it might go terribly.
Yeah, you can take any shot on the court. And you know which ones are probably gonna go in and which ones you're gonna miss. So
true.
If you're
ooh,
fucking
sports metaphors,
if you're chucking up,
that never happens.
It's very
ladies,
true.
Ladies, if you're chucking up a half court shot, it's probably not gonna go in. If you're shooting an uncontested layup, it probably is gonna go in.
So
that
what
makes
he's saying
a lot of sense. Honestly, it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
like you know.
It'd
be stupid. Like you
it's
know.
It's like if you go up to the prom queen or king, he's probably not gonna like you. Or, but if it's like you know in your tax bracket.
You're too young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Schnitt Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. Honey is the easiest way to save money when you're online shopping. If you shop online and you don't use Honey, you're wasting money. I don't know about you, but I always check to see if there's a promo before I check out. So, I mean, the beautiful thing about Honey is they do that already for you. Like, I hate having to go to... Like, what's the website you go to?
I don't even remember.
I don't know what the website's called.
See,
like,
I'm the other end where I just wouldn't find them.
You'd be like, whatever.
I'll just pay
the
full
price.
Right.
Fuck that. Mm-hmm. I love a good coupon. I love a good deal. And I love that Honey finds it for me. Mm-hmm. So Honey's a free tool that you download to your computer's browser. While you shop online, it searches the internet looking for sales, discounts, and promo codes. Why am I talking in a southern accent?
Discounts and promo codes.
Then when you're about to check out, it automatically applies the code with the biggest savings to your cart, so you always get the lowest price. And it works on over 37,000 sites like Nordstrom, Ulta, Sephora, Forever 21, Urban Outfitters, and more. Yeah, I love Honey. You guys know this. All I do is shop online because I'm lazy and I hate going to stores. It's actually really funny. So, like, we have a friend who's having a funny party tonight.
Yeah.
And she's telling me, she's like, yeah, I don't have an outfit for it. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to go to Urban. And I was like, that just sucks. Because in my head, I'm thinking, like, you can go to the Urban Outfitters store. And that's fun. But you could order it online and Honey has discount codes. Like, you get free shipping. You could get discounts. 20% off,
like the comfort of your home and discounts.
I mean,
all right.
There's nothing better. So If you're like me and you do most of your shopping online, do yourself a favor and install Honey on your computer today. Okay, so today, you guys, I'm like nervous. My like mentor, the reason I work here, awesome guy, one of the co-owners of the company, Kevin Clancy, KFC, mm-hmm. is joining us today just for a little segment. I'm nervous. I want him to be like impressed with me. It's like you know when you were a little kid and you would like make an art project or something, or you'd be doing something like a handstand in the backyard, mm-hmm. and you'd want your mom to watch you.
Mom,
but
are
like,
you watching?
Mom, are you watching? Are you watching? Are you watching? But only if it was good. You're like, okay, this is perfect. And then you like mess it up and she's like, great job. And you're like, no, but it wasn't good. Like,
that's exactly what this is going
to be. That's how
make.
I feel today is like, I'm going to leave this room and be like, Kevin, I'm so sorry. I was so bad. Yeah. Like, cause I'm nervous, but... Yeah, anyways. so we're going to talk about some... I get a lot of DMs from you guys, and I'm going to set this up when he's in here as well, but like, I get a lot of DMs from you guys about how you're basically in love with your best friend of the opposite gender.
Yeah.
And I just find that so fascinating. So him and I are going to have a little chat about that. He's going to mm-hmm. give you perspective from a man's point of view. Not a boy's.
A man.
A man. We're also going to talk about what my therapist said to me this week that rocked my shit. And I will tell you a story of what I did this week, which was horrifying and traumatic, but necessary and probably really good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we will give you some DMs, which are really funny. And we will give you our cry count. But before we get into this segment, we have a word from a sponsor that we love a lot, a lot, a lot. Lola, which is awesome. So these are natural organic cotton tampons, ladies. You don't know what's in your tampons. Like mm-hmm. your fucking whatever the fuck brands you're using could have preservatives, could have like who knows what in their cotton, like in the tampon, could have like synthetic fabrics, dyes, perfumes, and all of that. It's really bad for your vajayjay. Like I am telling you right now, like your vagina is very sensitive. Your pH levels are sensitive. You don't want to be putting anything into your body that's going to fuck that shit up. Like, you know, I don't know. Personally, I like my vagina to be happy with me. Sometimes me and my vagina are like not good friends. Like we go through phases where I'm like, what is going on with you? You know, yeah. young lady. But like,
what are you up to down there?
Whenever I use Lola tampons, pads, whatever, I know that me and my vagina are on the same page. We are best friends holding hands, skipping through a field together. So you know your body best. Lola will give you 4 ways to tailor your Lola subscription to perfectly fit your needs. You can pick your products. You can pick an assortment of products. You can decide the quantity of how many boxes you'd like delivered to your door and the frequency, so how often you want them. We love a subscription service. Like I said, we're always the slut for a subscription service. I love Lola. The tampons, you know, like I feel like sometimes you get worried with like, oh, natural granola tampons. Like, what's that going to be like? Mm-hmm. No, they're like normal tampons.
They're
just good for you. Like,
yeah, they're
so
great.
We're a big, big fan of that. I love the convenience. I love that it shows up at my door. And mm-hmm. I love that they're just like, it's good shit. So for 25% off all subscription services, visit mylola.com and enter LE25 when you subscribe. So if you want to know what's going into your body and you want to make sure that your vagina and you are BFFs, sorry, Kevin walked in on this ad. It's not a good one for him to walk in on. But if you want to have a happy vagina, go to mylola.com and enter promo code LE25 for 25% off all subscription. That's mylola.com, LE25. I know we're just friends, but I'd rather be together. So nervous.
Why?
I told everyone. I was like, guys, I'm nervous because it's like,
get the fuck out of here. What are you nervous for?
I want you to think that I'm doing a good job.
You are doing a great job. I'm very proud of you. I think you're awesome at this.
Hey.
You too, Alana.
Thanks.
Stop it. Now, then I'm. Then it's gonna be. If you cry, then I'll
then
fucking. Then
be
I'm
like
running.
This bitch. All right, guys. We are here with Kevin Clancy, KFC. Big deal around here.
Sure. Something like that.
And he is going to talk through some questions. Okay, so I said this already. I get a lot of DMs from you guys. I should have told you what we're talking about before.
Yeah, what's up? What are we doing? Mm-hmm.
So I get a lot of DMs all the time from girls that are saying, I'm in love with my best guy friend. Or I get them from guys that say, I'm in love with my best girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like an age-old thing that always happens. But the question is not, can guys and girls be friends? It's, can guys and girls be best friends, and where does it stop? Mm-hmm. Like, where's the line between, where does it stop being, like, friends? Is this a weird thing
for
you
to answer?
What's funny
is, no, I'm like, if I was sitting here doing KFC Radio, this question, like, if I got a voicemail like this, it wouldn't faze me, and I would just, like, answer it. But mm-hmm. now that I'm on your show, I'm like...
You're nervous?
Yeah, I'm like, wait, can I say what I...
You can say whatever you want. Jared said the most disgusting thing.
Yeah, no, not that I would
heard.
Censor myself, but I'm just, like, my brain is, like, working differently because I'm sitting with you as opposed to sitting with John.
You feel like you can't say things?
No, it's not even that. It's, like, I'm just... I don't know what it is. It just feels funny. It's just different. I'm so very rarely on someone else's show because I just do too many fucking
here.
He's
like too much of a big deal.
Shut
has
up.
All of his own shows.
Shut up, you dumb bitch. Okay, so say the question again. Can guys and girls be best friends?
And where does the line happen? Like, if you're texting someone every day, you're hanging out with them every day, and you're that kind of intimate with someone, where does it stop being we're just friends? And it's like there might
be
something
I don't think it's
here.
Ever just friends.
You don't think it's possible?
I think there's always one person who's into it.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's extremely hard to be friends. I don't think it's not. I don't think it's impossible. I don't think it doesn't exist. I think I have some friends who have a girl. Like, there's a girl in our crew who they have known since they were like 6. I think that can happen. Mm-hmm. I think you do. I think you can get to a place where you're like almost family.
Yeah.
Like, you think of it as like sisterly or cousinly,
but
or whatever.
But you meet a girl. And you guys are like, oh, this is like a cool chick. I'm not.
No shot.
I don't want to date her.
No shot.
That
you
doesn't
like
happen.
Just wouldn't be friends.
No, wait. If you are, if there is just no physical attraction, but like there will be. Like, if I meet a girl and I'm not physically attracted to her, I'll be like, oh, I'll be friends with you. If there's enough like of a spark or chemistry, she probably is having feelings for me.
So
like,
that's
for
what
guy.
I'm saying. Is
I
like,
don't think it's impossible.
If you're talking every day, like,
oh, yeah,
you
no
probably
way.
Are just into each other.
Absolutely.
I think so many people are
absolutely.
Like, no, this is not a thing. Like, we're just friends. I just like him as a friend.
No, you might think that. They don't. So both people might be saying it, but one person doesn't mean
and, like,
it.
Lying.
Yeah. One person is like, oh, yeah, you're right. We're just friends. Please love me. Please.
So then what do you do? Are you a person who would be like, I'm just going to say it, I'm just going to go for it?
So let's say I like a girl, mm-hmm. and we're friends.
Yes.
That's so, like, that's, so juvenile.
Shut up. Okay, no, yeah, if you guys didn't know, Kevin is 100 years old.
Yeah, but literally, like, I'm 34 now, which is fucked, by the way, because Jared just turned 30.
Yeah.
And I think of myself as the same age as these guys, and I'm not.
Jared's old.
4 years older than someone is significantly older than
me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, yeah, me, Jared, me, Francis, like, we're all in the same boat. Nah.
No, and think about it this way. You're
older.
11 and a half, 12 years older than me.
I shouldn't even be on this show.
No,
this is like illegal to even talk to you.
Yeah, this is
so I like a girl.
Yes.
And we are friends. I genuinely mean this. I can't even like put myself in those shoes.
You're never just friends with a girl. Like
not recently. You know what happens too. You want another answer. Mm. Is if you're involved with someone else, if you have a girlfriend.
You have a girlfriend.
You do not have girlfriends.
That's so stupid.
That's life.
That's not true.
That's
so true. And I'm coming from obviously a fucked up relationship, but
yeah.
More often than not, that girl that is dating the dude mm-hmm. does not want girlfriends around.
Yeah, but like...
Because she's being realistic too. It's like, oh yeah, you guys were just like out together at the bar drinking late at night and like you text all the time. Yeah, sure, you're just friends.
Okay, that's
for
fair.
Sure not.
That's definitely
I
fair.
I don't know. I
just so
agree.
Fair. You have a boyfriend?
Well, not anymore.
Okay.
Oh,
so if you have...
Oh, that's the first time.
See, I come in here and I just stir things up.
Fuck,
breaking
Kevin,
news.
We were going to do that gracefully.
Yeah, we've been waiting.
You could have just lied to me.
I know. I don't know why. I guess you know what? I just wanted to get it off my chest.
Well, you know why? Because you probably had girlfriends.
No, we were in the same friend group. Like, his girlfriends are my friends.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's where things get a little bit different, but like...
But also, like, I'm big on having guy friends, so like, I always...
You allow them to...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're being mature about it. I think a lot of girls are not. I think a lot of girls get territorial and catty, and I do think it depends on... Like, if that girl's hot or something like that. Like, if that girl is like, oh, I know that my boyfriend would fuck a girl like that, then there's going to be a problem.
So imagine you're in a relationship. Just imagine. Mm-hmm. You're in a relationship... And shut up. Your girlfriend has a very close guy friend that she's known forever.
I had that.
Are you threatened by this guy? Do you think that there's something more there? Or are you like, I trust that
no.
this is just friends?
I believe, so I've had this before, and I believe that that guy would have hooked up with my girl. Hmm. But I don't think he... would have like really acted on it, I guess, is the thing. Like, if I was like, come on, dude, like, you want to fuck my girl, right? Like, I'm saying, I feel like I could have said that. Like, you're attracted to her. Like, that's just how it goes. But would he be like, actually move on it? I don't think so. Hmm. Because we actually became good friends. So, like,
but would you, if you were in his, like, his position?
Would I move on her?
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm sure there are people out there who think I would, but no, I wouldn't. But I think that.
But what if you? Think
but
that's
I do
the love
think it
kind of
goes different way. Like I don't. I think it's a one way street. I think a guy can be much more like whatever. Just fucking hang out with that guy. I don't know. And girls get much more territorial.
I think guys get way more territorial. In my experience, guys get really weird. I mean, I know girls get weird. I definitely mm-hmm. think girls.
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely see guys getting jealous, no doubt. But I think that.
I think guys.
Girls
think guys
get a little
intentions
more catty.
Are worse.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, guys know the deal. Like, I know that guy, he knew her for a long time. I'm mm-hmm. like, you definitely wanted to hook up with her, and that's why you were hanging around with her. Mm-hmm. And then at some point, maybe it became, like, more of a platonic thing, or at some point you just said, like, I'm not ever going to hook up with her, even though, like, I would. You know what I mean?
So do you think there's a point in every friendship where the point where you might have hooked up passes, and then it's just over?
I don't think everyone, but I think that can happen. And I think it probably frequently does. Where like eventually I'm always thinking of it from like the guy's point of view, because I always think of guys like chasing girls more. So like the guy loves this girl, he's friend zoned, like yearning for like years, the shoulder to cry on, you're telling mm-hmm. about your other boyfriends, and you're like hoping for this chance, and then like maybe after like a long time, couple years, you're like, all right, I'm moving on. Well, and then usually what happens is that's when she wants him. Because you always want what you can't have.
You're telling me.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Oh, as soon as the friend zone who you used to say
around.
Jump and he said how high, mm-hmm. as soon as he's like, you know what? I'm busy. I got a new girl. It's like, wait a minute.
Oh, you're kind of old.
Yeah. It's some fucking romantic comedy shit where all of a sudden you look with
real.
A new set of eyes.
It's so real.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that's just how it goes.
Well, this episode is about kind of speaking your mind. Mm-hmm. Telling your feelings about things without like
dicey.
You think it's a bad idea?
Nah, I mean it's probably a good idea. It's probably like the mature thing to do, but
I mean it definitely was a disaster for me when I did it.
I know. I mean like
you,
you can do it like yeah, the best advice is probably like be open and honest and go for it and maybe you'll fall in love. And like the fucking harsh reality is it's probably going to be like, no, I would never hook up with you. You know what
no,
I mean?
No, but don't you think if someone told you that they had feelings for you, you would kind of think about them different? You'd be like,
yeah,
I'm
but
maybe I'm kind of into you.
I mean, I think you got to, I think as is with everything in life, I think you have to be pretty self-aware. Like if you know that person's type and you've looked at people they've dated and you don't look anything like that, mm-hmm. you don't act anything like that, they're probably not going to be into you. So are you going to make this awkward and you're going to blow up a friendship or are mm-hmm. you going to blow up any sort of possibility of you guys hanging out without it being awkward? Because if there's really not a chance that that person likes you and you kind of usually know, mm-hmm. then I think you got to just say like, well, this is never going to really be a thing. Mm-hmm. So I either got to keep it to myself or get over it or be willing to like you can shoot your shot, but you kind of know like listen,
that it might go terribly.
Yeah, you can take any shot on the court. And you know which ones are probably going to go in and which ones you're going to miss. So
true.
If you're
ooh,
fucking
sports metaphors
if you're chucking
our show,
up
that never happens.
ladies, if you're chucking up a half court shot, it's probably not going to go in. If you're shooting an uncontested layup, it probably is going to go in.
So what he's saying is
honestly makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
like you know.
Know.
He's stupid. Like you
it's
know.
It's like if you go up to the prom queen or king, he's probably not gonna like you. Or, but if it's like you
yeah,
know in
your
tax
best
bracket,
friend, how your could you? But if it's your best friend, how
old
could
man
you not
jokes.
Think that? Yeah, that was an old, old man joke.
Tax
bracket was an old man joke.
You broke bitches.
You left your cane outside.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Never coming on the show again. I'm being age shamed. Fuck yeah. You guys. If it's your best friend.
Come on, you have to think.
No, I mean, I think often you become best friends by not having, by someone not being like attracted by someone, you know, I guess just in my experience. Any girlfriend, every friend that is a girl that I had, the girl I was with at the time had a problem with it. And if she confronted me on it, like, I was like,
you
right.
Did you do something about it?
You right. No, you right. Like, I would hook up with that girl. You right. Like, I didn't, there's,
but
like,
then
I didn't act on it.
But would you tell the girl that your girlfriend said
there
something?
Was one situation in particular where I actually feel bad about it. I, like, never said anything, and I just kind of, like, phased
like
her out.
Little?
Yeah, I ghosted a friend, sad. Basically. Sad. That was fucked. And I actually, like, apologized for it after the fact.
Well, I had a guy recently come up to me and tell me that the reason he has been weird with me over the last couple months
is because his girlfriend
yep. thought that we might be hooking up.
Yup.
But
that shit's real.
But the thing is, like, I feel like, why say that to someone? Like, that's kind of...
Why say that to you?
Yeah, like, what
why?
Was your, like,
purpose? Well, would you rather just been ghosted?
Maybe
friend
like,
ghost because
I don't,
like because here's the thing when I right but like in my situation I was almost like embarrassed by the fact that I was like I got this girl who like mm. won't let me be friends with mm-hmm. girls and I didn't want to go up to her because if I was expecting the friend to be like are you so what you're just gonna like dump me because
yeah.
your girl says so like fuck that so I just like didn't say anything because I knew deep down it was ridiculous
oh,
but it
was
like
ridiculous.
I'm just trying to make my girl happy
I don't know.
I mean, it was, again, it was ridiculous. Like, I was like, I would hook up with this girl. Like, I'm attracted
exactly
to, like,
thing.
Her type, but I'm not going to.
Mm-hmm. Right, you're not
like, I'm not
going
to act on it, but she thought, you know, and I don't even know if she thought I really, I was, if I sat her down, I was like, do you really think that, like, one night I'm just going to, like, sleep with this girl? I don't think in her heart of hearts she actually thought that.
Yeah.
But she felt like that was enough of a threat or, like, an attention thing or it looks like you would to other mm-hmm. people, so I'm embarrassed. Like, it's like a pride and an ego thing, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? So for me to have to tell that person, like, my girlfriend doesn't like... that, you know, I basically like you're pretty and people think that we would hook up. Like they're it's like embarrassing.
Yeah, that is embarrassing.
And that's
awkward.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
like
it's
almost
feeling.
Like, well then why are you dating that girl? To be honest. And that honestly probably should have been a red flag when it happened. I was
exactly.
Like
you kinda know that's a red flag.
Yeah. But again, I was like
but you know
right.
what
you're
like warranted.
Yeah. Like
you know
yeah, there
important.
Is there what like we do like
so
it is it is flirting. It is, you know, like friendship between like two people who are like minded and attracted to each other is
yeah.
actually flirting, not friendship sort of thing.
But
yeah.
That was my main question. It's like where does it become flirting and stop being friendship?
I think the answer honestly is if if it's like reasonable to break it down to like a very shallow level kinda. Mm-hmm. Are they like both similar looking? Like are they in the same tax bracket?
Yeah.
Like could, yes. You know, if one person's like, fuck, if one person's really gross in some way, shape, or form, it's probably not possible. You know what I mean? Like, it's probably, that's probably the line. It's like, if you look at them and it's like, oh, they would like make a good couple, or it's like, hey, that's his type, or mm-hmm. she's dated guys like that before, then I think it becomes much more like, well,
that's
this
flirting.
Looks like it to everybody else. Perception kind of becomes reality,
that's,
I feel like, in that
really
situation.
Interesting. I don't know. You've given me a lot to consider.
Ellie, I'm concerned. I feel like you have no, like, platonic guy friends.
I was going to say, these are all guys that are trying to fuck you.
Yeah.
That's my issue, is when he said...
Like, they definitely want to fuck you.
Yeah, I know, but, like...
yeah, come on.
But, no, I know.
She just rolled her eyes. Like, yeah, I mean, I know.
You need some, like, disgusting brother guy friends.
I mean, that's...
I'm telling
that's,
you, everybody
no,
needs a gross
listen,
friend.
Listen, that's yeah. the beauty
you got to have a fat
place.
Person, you're like, I'm never going to fuck this
no,
guy.
No, like, I feel like my guy friends are all attractive, but... I don't view them that way.
But that's the thing is when he said like... But
they probably view
I don't
you.
Remember
it's
exactly.
always, it's
well,
always
you know
somebody
what?
Does.
When I think about it, the guys I'm talking about are the ones that, going back to what you said before, are the ones I went to like kindergarten
yeah,
with.
You're like
that
your brother.
I'm still friends with.
Well,
yeah.
yeah, I have
you
guy friends
You almost have
like
a
that.
Physical like...
Yeah.
No, like, the thought of their dick makes you like...
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
I have guy friends like that from home. It's just like my guy friends from college. I think I have a fundamental mindset of like what, you know... Every guy is sort of on the back burner. I was like,
oh,
maybe,
wow.
maybe
okay.
one day.
But girls podcast. I would say sometimes I really do believe in like it's biological shit. Like it goes back to like cavemen and cave women.
Yeah.
Like back in cave times, were they like, we're just platonic friends? Or was it like,
no,
no,
like,
I'm going to like hit
I'm
you over the head with my club
you.
And drag you to my fucking
yeah.
cave because you're hot.
I feel like you can't actually make a new friendship with someone that is like your type.
Yes. Again, it goes back to
like
being superficial
type.
About it.
But
it's
that's
like,
my issue. Yeah.
And
like,
I do think there's something to like at this age now. Like you meet someone in school, whether it's like elementary, middle, high school, or college.
It's
like,
different.
Yeah. If you meet someone now as like an adult, you're out at a place where people, when they meet, are usually hooking up and shit. Like if I met a girl at a bar,
you're
we
not
are not
going to
be friends.
Yeah, you're not going to be
it's
friends.
It's like Wolf of Wall Street.
Not
like
we're
like,
be friends. That is my favorite
line. Jordan.
We're
like,
not going to be friends.
We're not going to be
she
friends.
She goes, can I get a straw?
Yeah.
We're not going to be friends.
Yes. like
it.
That is so
great
true.
Line, great
That's
line.
So real. It's like there
Margot
is.
Margot Robbie is so hot.
There is like something, you know, carnal or whatever about that. Where it's
but,
just like.
But that's what I'm saying is I don't make. Like that's why I get a when I have guy friends that I'm close with, like we get along, and that's my type though is like a guy that I get along with like that.
But
you know,
they want to fuck you.
So what?
Okay, well as long as you're like real about that,
like
and yeah,
like,
just be honest about it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. like they're probably like, God damn, I just want to hook up with Ellie.
Yeah, at least a tease.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, yeah, whatever. But like I know that they think that, but I also know that we're also friends. Like I don't think there has to be a distinction. But like,
well,
I don't
yeah,
think the
because
line
here's
has
the thing:
resist.
You can be like a fucking. As long as you're not like a sociopath,
like
you could be like, you know what? I got feelings for that person, or like it can range from like I want to hook up, I want to have sex with that girl, to like I want to be that girl's husband. And
I don't think any of them
you,
think that about
and
me.
And you can honestly, you might want that, and you might like hold out hope for that, but you could also be saying like it's probably
she's
not gonna
a
happen.
Great girl too.
And in the meantime, like I'm just gonna be an adult who like is able to be
normal.
Around a girl without like I love you. I want to fuck you. Like,
I
do think, by the way, huge caveat with all this, I do think coworkers changes things. At least for me. I don't know. I'm not stupid enough to hook up with someone that I work with. So I wouldn't, like, I do see female coworkers differently.
Yeah.
Where
yeah.
actually, the other like, some people go the other direction where it's like they fall in love with a coworker because of, like, close quarter syndrome.
Could be.
But I think that you
I don't know
can,
where that's happened, but it could happen.
I think that it's possible to be like, or it's even possible to be like, that girl's hot. In a different world, in a different
that,
life, in a different circumstance,
yeah.
I would definitely like go after you.
Fuck him,
but I am
yeah.
like a functioning adult who's like, I'm not gonna ruin my career
right,
situation.
Right.
Guys, I don't know if you know this, but Kevin texts me once a month and reminds me not to, like, actually on the dot once a month and tells me not to hook up with guys here. And it's been since
I'll tell you what,
July.
That's not frequent enough.
Yeah,
I might up it to
what?
Like
what
semi
is that like?
Semi monthly, like every 2 weeks. Everybody could be reminded of that in all jobs.
I mean, yeah, and I think especially here, but
there's
regardless.
More people out there to fuck.
Regardless, I think the difference is if I know someone wants to fuck me, it's different than I think they're in love with me. You're
mm-hmm,
stringing
mm-hmm.
them along if you think they're in love with you, but if I'm like, yeah, of course my guy friends think I'm attractive, but I'm still... Okay, that sounded
no lack of
really
confidence
shit.
Over
I mean,
here. She's humble, too.
I mean...
Full package.
What do you want
no, but
me?
Yeah, I mean,
I
think, again, self-awareness, like, girls, you should just understand, more often than not, your guy friends would at least give it a go. if there was some night that if you just were like, you know what?
Let's try
Let's just
it.
Go home. You're like some best friend, Friends with Benefits shit, Mila Kunis, Justin Timberlake shit. No,
work.
But you know, they were just like, they're sitting on the couch
I'm
and they're
bored.
Like, all right, how about we just like, fuck, your guy friend will almost always
would
say
probably
yes.
do it.
Yeah.
So ladies, moral of the story is, if you like him, is. Just fucking, I don't know, go for it, I guess, maybe?
I mean,
yeah.
But if you just want to fuck him, chill on that, maybe. I don't know.
I don't know.
Unless you
I
just.
Don't know what the, I don't know what the message is.
I don't know
is.
What the message is.
I think a girl has to be aware that if she wants to follow, if she wants to lay it out there, I think a girl laying it out there has a better shot. I think a guy might be like, all right, let's give it a shot. I don't know. But a guy has to be very,
yeah.
very prepared for a girl to be like, no, I think of you like a brother.
Yeah, that's cool. a good point.
Yep.
That's true. All right. Well, don't want to take
I think we accomplished nothing here.
We got
did.
Somewhere.
I think it's an age-old question for a reason. I don't think
yeah.
there's...
And it's never going to have an answer.
But I really do very pessimistically and bleakly think, surprisingly.
Oh,
shocking.
Who's shocked on that?
That platonic friends ain't really a thing.
And I optimistically, as usual, mm-hmm. think that platonic friends can be a thing.
And the difference is, you're a child and I'm an adult.
Oh, my God.
Ooh.
And the difference is, well, I don't know who has healthy relationships, to be honest.
Yeah, certainly not me.
All right. Well, thank you.
This was
You're
fun.
The best.
Yay.
Yay. If you want to follow Kevin, you can follow him on social media. Twitter is at KFC Barstool. I believe
yep.
Twitter, is it the same? Or sorry, Instagram is the same.
All across
at
the board.
KFC Barstool. You can listen to KFC Radio, which is his podcast. And
find me on Spotify.
It's on Spotify and iTunes, and you can listen daily to
No, I mean follow me on Spotify
oh,
for my
playlist.
Oh,
he's got some fire playlist.
Oh,
that's
shit.
My new thing that I
and
want to
And what is that, KFC
Barstool
still?
All
KFC
across
Barstool?
The board,
Great.
Baby.
And he is daily live on radio from 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Too much shit.
And it's called CCK. I'm sorry, you're involved in everything.
Too much shit. Thank you. I had fun.
Thank you. Yay. I just need to get it off my chest. Yeah, more than you know. Yeah, more than you know. You should know that maybe you're the best. Yeah, more than you know. Yeah, more than you know. Always a pleasure to talk to him, pick his brain. He gives me a lot of career advice and I guess guy advice too. So I think it's funny having him come on and give all of you guys advice because that's what he does for me. And then I give you guys advice and it's kind of a trickle down effect. I mean, I don't usually say what he says to me, but you know, still. So, and we also learned something about Alana.
Oh yeah.
So Alana, share your news with the class.
I'm, yeah.
So, Alana and her boyfriend broke up.
Yeah.
And it was the right decision. Mm-hmm. And she is doing okay.
Thank you for narrating for me.
Yeah, because...
Yeah. If I don't know if anyone remembers the past few weeks. Like, we're pretty, like, dramatic.
Yes.
When did that begin? Like, 4 weeks
four
ago?
Weeks
it's
ago,
like the solemn, woe is me
Like,
narrative.
My life is terrible
yeah.
and I'm crying all the time.
Yeah, so we were just trying to wait for a while, not try to be respectful. But, yeah. you know, sometimes things just...
End.
Yeah, I'm a little.
But we're doing great.
I don't really want to get into
yeah,
it, but
we're doing
you know,
great. We're doing okay.
We're doing great.
And it was the right decision for the time, and we are full steam ahead now on just
we, me and Ellie.
We are. Me and Alana are now together.
Yeah. Both
no, you
single
guys wish.
In New York.
Single girls in New York hitting yeah. on boys. Do you want to hit on boys at the bar tonight with me?
Oh, that's what we're doing. So our friend is having a
interesting
an
party.
Interesting party, basically just about her celibacy, her accidental celibacy
for an unprecedented
amount
of time.
So we're celebrating her breaking it tonight.
We're gonna try and just bring
so
her
we're
men
all just get after it.
But I also want to just talk to boys tonight.
But yeah, that was kind of funny. The bomb drop.
The bomb
we were
drop.
Trying to do it
so
in like a
casually
nice way.
Too.
I guess it's just like it's been a couple weeks now. It's been almost a month.
Wow! Wow! It
time
feels
is
like
flying.
It's been so much shorter.
Yeah,
and yet also so much longer.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, tonight will be really fun. Mm-hmm. Single, ready to mingle. Maybe we can post an Instagram and that'll be the caption. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Wow.
Ooh, I don't know. Ooh. You want 100,000 people to know you're single?
No. No, guys, don't tell anyone.
So yeah, this is a secret. Stays in the podcast.
Yeah.
But anyway, so we are going to get into what my therapist said to me this week.
Yes, I'm excited.
But before we do that, we have an ad from Daily Harvest. Yep. You guys know I don't cook well. I suck at it. And I never have healthy food in my house. But thanks to Daily Harvest, I am eating healthier than ever. And it's almost like spring. It's almost summer body time. So I'm really glad about that. So Daily Harvest delivers carefully sourced, chef-crafted smoothies, savory bowls, overnight oats, and more. It's built on fruits and vegetables. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to eat it. You can choose from more than 50 nourishing options for any time of day. I honestly really love it. It's all really tasty, so easy and fast to make. Great for breakfast, great for like little snacks, and they do have like full meals as well. So go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code Ellie to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code Ellie for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com. Daily-harvest.com. So this is what my therapist said to me this week. And you guys, I think she might have done me dirty. I don't know.
The best sessions.
Honestly, like, it was good advice, mm-hmm. but I think I like botched the execution of it.
Yeah.
Basically, I had been somewhat talking to Mike again. Mm-hmm. And like that just was like kind of bothering me because I was like, this sucks because I still have feelings for him. And like, I don't think that he does. And so it's not affecting him when we talk, but it's affecting me. And I told her all this and she was like, tell him. But anyways, so I told my therapist and I was just like, fuck this shit. I didn't say that, but I was like,
fuck this shit. Get out of your mind.
Get out of your mind. But yeah, so so she told me, she's like, just fucking like, she didn't say that. She said, tell him how you feel. Tell him that, like, be open and honest with him because you don't know how he feels. She explained to me the difference between clean pain and dirty pain. So clean pain is when like it's something that genuinely is hurting and it's like, okay, like it hurts because I miss him. It hurts because it's hard to talk to him again because I, you know, makes me bring up old feelings. Like that's clean pain. Dirty pain is me saying, I'm talking to him and I'm upset, but he's not upset and that upsets me more. That's me putting words into someone's mouth. That's me assuming that someone's mad at me. That's mm-hmm. me assuming that's dirty pain where it's like your brain's coming up with it instead of like it's actually the situation that's happening.
Yeah.
And she was like, you are driving yourself crazy thinking, you know, you don't know how he feels. You know, he doesn't know how you feel. Like, why wouldn't you just say it? Just tell him. And then if he's like not into you,
that's
you'll
fine.
Get through that. Yeah. You will survive that. And I don't know, I was feeling kind of bold. So I did it in like the dorkiest, stupidest way. Mm-hmm. I was just like, we were talking about secrets already because secret ass tat. I don't have one, but he was saying he wanted one, whatever. And I was like, well, you want to know a really good secret? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, it really hurts me when.
Well, first of all,
I still have feelings for you. Like, I executed it so poorly.
Well, what was the exact text? Can you read it?
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
I wonder if he's listening right now. I don't really care, though. This is so actually embarrassing. I said, I like talking to you, mm-hmm. but it's also tough because I do still have some feelings for you. And it bothers me that I have never known how you feel / felt. So when we talk, it affects me and probably affects you 0%.
I think that was a great text.
Yes, that is a decent
honestly,
message.
Like, good. I'm proud of you for writing that. I feel like that's not something that you usually do.
Not at all something that I usually do. I am not the kind of person. I honestly just
to be
kind
that
of,
forward.
No, I always just kind of hope everything like resolves itself. Yeah. Like I don't like say like what's happening. Like I don't like the way this is happening. Like,
yeah.
And so for me, that was like a really big moment. But he is just a fucking idiot. Mm-hmm. I honestly don't know. Kevin asked me earlier too. He was like, do you think he's actually stupid or was he playing stupid? Like he just didn't want to have the conversation. He's afraid of feelings. He like was running away from like what was actually happening and just like wanted to play dumb about it and mm-hmm. make you feel stupid instead of like facing it. And I was like, fuck, I don't fucking know. That's like dirty pain. That's like,
yeah, exactly.
Instead of just being like, he's not into me.
Exactly.
And that hurts. Like, that totally hurts. Like, I'm not saying, like, oh, well, he's not into me. Like,
no,
I'm not, like.
No, but it's, like, that's the answer.
But that's it. That's clean pain. That's, like, I'm hurt by that. That sucks. I'll get over it. That's mm-hmm. it. I don't have to wonder anymore. I know, based on his dumbass responses, that he's just.
That we won't read.
We won't read because they actually hurt me. Like.
Yeah. That was painful.
That, horrifying. Like, rereading that, I'm just like, you.
Yikes.
Are the worst.
But also, are you kind of like, you're a weird guy?
Yes. I'm like,
thank you.
You have legitimate maybe issues.
Can we say it together? Like, wait, he's like a weird guy.
He's like weird. That's weird. No, he's like weird. And you know what's funny?
Yes, I've been waiting for you to say this.
My friends have told me, they're like, dude, like Mike is weird. Like Ellie, he's weird. Ellie. And I'm like, no, he's great. No, he's weird.
Does everyone realize what they're hearing right now?
Guys, this is a really big moment. I feel like you don't realize how big it is. This is like, what month is it? April? Over a year of my life. Mm-hmm. From the first time that we kissed, that was like, oh my God, I hate that I know when it was. But yeah, like long
fucking
time.
He's finally a weird guy.
Out of my system, because he's a weird, weird guy.
Yes!
Like, does he just like not understand things? Does he just like not think? Like,
oh, I'm giddy.
So happy that you're happy. But yeah, I don't know. So I'm feeling like maybe what's held me back in other relationships sometimes is like wanting what I had with him, but realizing now that like, what did I even have if it was just me that was feeling it? Or even if it wasn't just me that was feeling it, like the fact that he is unable to communicate, unable to be an adult about it, so unattractive and so weird. We're old enough that I'm sorry, like your like high school ex-girlfriend like should not be affecting the way you communicate. Like you're a 23-year-old adult. You need to be communicating, and you cannot let like the way that girls treated you when you were 17, like 17.
When you couldn't drive yet?
Oh, you could drive at 17, obviously.
Oh, yeah, you can drive. Yeah, you can. What the fuck?
Couldn't drink, though. Couldn't vote.
Couldn't vote.
That's something.
Couldn't be in the army
couldn't
if you wanted.
Couldn't be in the army if you wanted. There's like, yeah, I mean, I just, it's remarkable to me that he just like was so unable to communicate in that moment. Like that was like disappointing. But, you know, the point is, the moral of the story is like, I feel better. Like, weirdly, it hurt, but I feel better. And I think that what she really wanted me to take away from that is like, what's the worst thing that can happen if you tell your feelings? Like, I think I've grown up with this assumption that if you like a guy, it's like inherently embarrassing or shameful. Like, you I don't want him to know that I like him. Mm-hmm. Why not? Mm-hmm. What's embarrassing about liking someone?
Nothing.
What is embarrassing about, hey, you're great?
Yeah.
Like, I think you're great.
Nothing.
There's nothing wrong with that. So, ladies, listen. If you have a crush, fucking, maybe, I mean, suss it out, feel it out. Listen to what Kevin said, like, make sure he's in your tax bracket.
Yeah, tax bracket.
But if you like someone, fuck. Just, what do you have to lose by telling them? I don't think 100% honesty, like I said with Kev, like, I don't think that's necessarily always your best option in every situation. But I do think, like, communicating clearly and honestly in a timely manner is going to be your best bet. Because I had a guy once, we were, like, best friends. And I really, really, you know, cared about him. And he had feelings for me. And I kind of had feelings for him. But he was also one of the people who, like, heavily bullied me. It's a long story. But when it came down to it, he really wanted to be with me. And I was feeling apprehension about it. But instead of communicating that I was, like, iffy on it, I, like, just completely shut down, totally shut him out, like, didn't talk to him for 2 weeks. And then finally, I was, like, I need to communicate how I'm feeling with him. And I was, like, can we talk? Didn't want to talk to me, totally ignored me, wouldn't answer my messages. And I sent him this long message that was like really clear, really detailed of like how I was feeling and why I felt that way and how it like really wasn't him. And it was, but it wasn't. But it didn't matter. Like it didn't, we were not friends after that. Like we never spoke again, honestly, like because he just couldn't get over the fact that I had been so unable to communicate how I was feeling. Mm-hmm. And maybe some people are mature, and even if I had communicated it properly, like he wouldn't be my friend still. But sometimes I think that maybe if I had just manned up and told him face to face, like, hey, I don't know if I can be with you, then maybe it would have been better. And like that's like a different situation. That's not like the same as like telling someone you love them. But then even with him, like I had feelings for him 2 years before we finally had the conversation. Mm-hmm. And maybe my life would have been different if I had just said, hey, I'm into you. I was actually talking about this with one of my guy friends the other night. You say I have no guy friends. Well, maybe that's true. I was talking about this with my guy friend. I was like, was there ever a time that you liked me? Like, was there ever a time that you had feelings
yes,
for me?
Yes, Ellie, this is so funny. It's like,
maybe I don't. I mean, my guy friends from home definitely are platonic.
Yeah.
But like from like high school and stuff. But college, I don't really think I have like guy friends from college except for like my friend's girl, like boyfriends.
Yeah.
But you know, I asked him, I was like, was there ever a time you had feelings for me? He's like, well, I mean, I kissed you. I was like, yeah, okay, but like you were attracted to me. That's different. He's like, no, I had feelings for you then. I was like, well, I had feelings for you then. He's like, why didn't you tell me? I'm like, I don't know. Why didn't you tell me? So, you know, maybe I could have had a boyfriend in college and then not had a traumatizing life experience. Yeah. No, yeah. I had already been traumatized by that point. But moral of the story is suss it out, feel it out. There's probably nothing that would go wrong if you actually just spoke your mind.
No.
because at the end of the day, what the fuck do you have to lose? We are young, we are fun, we are hot, and if we like someone, they're probably going to like us back. And if they don't, guess what? We'll get over it.
Yeah!
We'll get through it. Because there
Thank
is a
guy.
You know what, ladies? There is a guy out there for me. I don't know who he is.
We'll find
him. I don't know what he looks like. Maybe he's at the gym tonight. Who knows? Probably not. But you never know. I don't know. I'm feeling kind of hopeful. Like, I feel like I've had this, like, weight on me over the past couple weeks. I feel like I haven't been myself. Like, I haven't wanted to go out. Like, I've been feeling, like, really kind of down in the dumps. And then I feel so, like, ready to exist in the world as, like, a happy person. Yay.
I'm so happy for you.
So let's fucking send it, ladies. Yeah. Let's fucking send it.
We have been low in the month of March.
March was a tough month
March
for us.
March was right when we got back from spring break.
Ugh, it just kept getting worse.
It went all
worse.
Downhill, but hey, listen. It's April. And the sun is breaking through.
It sure is.
And we're about to tear this city the
city
fuck
apart.
Up.
This is going to be one of those nights that we regret. Like, we're gonna be like, why did we act like that? How old are we? We need to grow up. This is not a frat basement. Grow up. But yeah, all right, let's get into some DMs.
I wish you guys could see our actuals right now, like our actual facials.
I know
we're both like beaming.
I just feel like a lot of things have been really off. Like, I'm just ready for them to be on.
I'm ready for things to be on.
Let's
Ellie
be on, Alana. Alana, can I make out with one of your guy friends?
Yes.
Okay, just pick one and I'll probably do it.
I got a few.
Okay. I trust you that they're hot and normal. I need them to be normal.
All right, I got you.
Okay.
Let's get into an ad on that note.
So, before we get into our DMs, we have a word from a sponsor. Brand new. Yay. Hi, new sponsor.
Hi.
So, this is Third Love. Okay. So, you guys have probably heard of Third Love. It's a bra, online bra company, and you can, like, put in all this information about the way your boobs look and feel and their type and your size and whatever.
Yeah.
And they find your perfect bra size, which... very funny, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Like, actually funny. Like,
I took the test twice.
Because she didn't believe the results.
We were like, there's no fucking way.
I mean, I believed it.
They told me I was a 32E.
Alana has huge titties.
We were like, there's no way. Took it twice. Best bra I've ever owned. I'm not just saying that for this ad. Me and Ellie are both wearing
ours right now. I never take this off. Like, this is my go-to every day. I'm like, I want to wear that bra.
This is an ad, but this
but
is
this
not
is
an
not
ad.
This is not an ad, but, like, this is an ad, but it's like, not an ad. Like, we actually don't. I'm holding my boobs right now, but, like,
best
we never take
bra.
Them off. This is so comfy, but I feel, like, supported and, like, my boobs exist. Like, you ever wear, like, a bra that, like, just, like, makes you look like, where did my boobs go? Like, where are they? Like, I would not say that I by any means have big boobs. Like, maybe for my...
Right.
Proportionally, but, like, I don't, like, but this makes me look like...
They're secure, but they're there.
They're
and it's
there.
Like, high boobs.
It's like, they're, oh, my God, they're lifted and, like, where they're supposed to be and comfy and not padded, not where I'm wearing, like, a bombshell, you know? Mm-hmm. It's just, like, a normal bra with no padding. I will say my nips poke through sometimes.
Yeah, but that's just
but
the
there's
nips.
Worse things. Yeah. You know, nipples are in.
They're in.
So, they have, like, a bajillion... Okay, literally, Third Love has 70... sizes, including half sizes. Like, I'm a 32B and a half.
Love that.
Which is funny because, like, I always have to wear C's, but then they don't fit right, or B's are too small. B and a half. There
Trust
I
am. The sizes.
Trust the sizes. So you get to take a quiz. Always a slut for an online
it's
quiz.
It's a great quiz, too.
It is a fun quiz. You get to pick your boob shape. You're like, oh, that is what my boobs look like. I helped Alana with her boob quiz, and I'm like, huh, that's what Alana's boobs look like.
Yeah, I would say you're a...
I would say you're like that. It's 100% fit guarantee. You have 60 days to wear it, wash it, put it to the test. If you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. So that's awesome. It'll find your perfect fit. It's so comfortable. It's so high quality. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they are offering my listeners 15% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/Ellie now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/Ellie for 15% off today. Oh, and by the way, there are honey coupons for Third Love because I use them when I got my bras.
That's actually pretty cool.
All right, so let's get into DMs.
Okay. The first DM was a reply that Ellie got to her tweet that she tweeted that was like, your challenge is tonight is to tell someone how you really feel. Blah, blah, blah. Sappy, yeah. Sappy, sappy. Hey. No, I'm just kidding. And this girl DM'd and said, my roommates keep talking shit about me and we're all friends. How do I call them out? My instinct is to be a see you next Tuesday. It's so hard to say the word. That word, it just is like, it's hard for me to say it.
It's a weird word.
I save it for when I really mean it.
There's also so many consonants in it. It's just hard to say.
It's just, it hurts to say, and I save it for when I truly, I think I've only said it like 3 times in my life. But
my phone password.
So, it's going to be a see you next Tuesday, but I think that would not be good.
Yeah, I do think that would not
okay,
be good.
Okay, so let's say.
I think the best way to approach something like this is instead of being like, you're all fucking bitches, what's your issue, to be like, again, use your I statements and say, hey guys, I have been feeling really upset because I feel like you guys are talking badly about me behind my back. I don't know if there's something that I did that made you mad at me. I don't know if, you know, what happened, but I would appreciate it if we could talk about it because I value you guys as friends and roommates, and I would prefer things to not be like this.
100%. This actually happened to me once because sophomore year of college, I lived with 3 girls and we lived together all of college, but my one roommate was like dating my best friend from home. Mm. They broke up in this like dramatic of glory, and what am I supposed to do?
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean, I'm not gonna not be friends with someone I grew up with, like that. In my head, it's like, when you do that, when you date someone in that situation, like, you're signing off on the fact that, like, I
don't get, like, you in the divorce. Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know, I think none of my roommates really understood that for some reason. Like, I guess they thought, well, I know this because we talked about it. Like, they figured, like, girl code comes first, whatever. But to me, a friend is a friend. I don't see gender in that. Do you get what I'm saying?
Like, no, I do see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, I grew up with this person.
It's so awkward. Like, where does girl code stop?
Exactly. Like, for me, it's like, there's a point where you got to, like, understand. So I knew that they all were kind of ganging up on me, like, had this animosity towards me and were, like, pissed that I was still friends with him.
That's not fair.
Which was totally not unfair. So I confronted them about it after one night we went out. It was like weird. Like, we all had our own bedrooms and they were like all hanging out in one of the bedrooms without me.
Really, like, hurts your feelings.
Oh yeah, it fucking hurt my feelings. And I'm not going to sit there and pretend like
that's not happening.
So I walked in the room and I was like, guys, I know that there's a problem. Like, what, can you just be honest with me? Like, this is really upsetting me. I feel like I did nothing wrong. And can we just talk about it? And I mean, at first it was kind of awkward because they played the, like, oh my God, no. Like,
I
are you
hate
crazy
when people
game?
Do that. It's like, okay,
I was like,
yes, you're right. Something
guys,
wrong.
Like, I know that there's a problem, whatever. I don't know. We talked about it and I don't know. You just moved on. But what if I hadn't said anything, what would have happened? It would have been dragged on for months. Like,
and you would have awkwardly had to live with people that, like, were making you
uncomfortable. Yeah, like, it only went on for maybe like a week, but
still, like, your living situation is so important.
It's so important.
Like, it's like your sanctuary.
You can't walk around on, you can't, like, walk on thin ice. Yeah, with people that you freaking live with, especially if they're your best friends, which is my situation. So just say something. Be like, I know that there's a problem.
Yeah.
And what the fuck is it?
Like, tell me.
Tell me what the problem is.
I mean, it's also like, I mean, it sucks. It's like, it shouldn't necessarily be on you that you have to be the one to do this.
Yeah, but that's how girls are.
That is how girls are. Like, if there's a girl's an issue with you, she's not just going to be like, hey, I have an issue with you.
Here's the problem.
It'd be lovely if we all did that, but we don't.
They'll gang up on you and
that's not
pretend
fun.
Like nothing's wrong, but
you know
there
wrong.
Is. If in your gut you feel like there's something wrong, there's something wrong.
Or there's not, and, like, you just need to say something because your brain could be bringing it up and it's actually not happening.
Right.
I do that all the time. I'm like, okay, well, so this person hates me today, but, you know, they probably don't.
Right, exactly. So you just got to address it.
You do. Ugh. Bad roommate situation. I'm really lucky. I never really had a bad roommate situation. I had, like, some, like, maybe uncomfortable roommate situations. Not bad. But I have a friend who her two of her roommates. So this is, like, a very complicated story, but my friend, I used to be best friends with all these people, but my friend, and this was bad of her, told one of the girls' boyfriends that she, while they were on a break, had had another guy over. Oh,
why?
Sorry. She didn't tell the boyfriend. She told her brother, who was friends with the boyfriend.
Why would she do such a thing?
Because that was, like, not a good thing on her part. She was just like, this is my brother, so I'm going to tell him, you know, because this is bothering me that this happened. Didn't think, like, the brother's going to go and tell his fraternity brother. I mean, of course he is.
Yeah, like, of course he is.
So So he tells him, it becomes this whole thing. It's like the breakup of the century. Mm-hmm. And the other two girls that are living with my friend, who used to be my good friends and not anymore, went like full psychotic. We're like terrible roommates, would like shove like uncooked pasta under her door, write like threatening letters on.
What?
Her.
Wait, what?
I don't understand the uncooked pasta thing, but she came home.
That'll
once,
show her.
Yeah, and like walked in and walked on like crunchy uncooked pasta.
Why were they mad?
They were pissed at her for like basically like breaking up the couple, even though like the girl had like kind of cheated, like not like full cheated, but like they were on a break, but still like kind of cheated. And they were just mad at her for having told her brother. And, like, that's fair, but the reaction was so bad. Like, they asked us all to, like, take sides. Like, it was, like, this, like, horrible thing. And, like, I can't even imagine living somewhere where, like, every minute you walk around praying that no one is going to be in the kitchen or praying that, like, oh, you can't sit in the living room. You can't sit in the common areas. You, like, hide in your room. You try not to be there. Like, that sucks. I had a lot of friends that had roommate situations like that, and that just fucking sucks. So the moral of the story is, say what you feel. That's the theme of this episode. Talk about it. Just say it. Just say, I think things are not good here.
Yeah.
Let's talk about it.
Let's fucking talk about it. Yeah. I mean, my roommates all were pissed at me for this period of time over something that was, like, not my problem. And we're all best friends still. Like,
oh, yeah.
I mean, it was just, like, a weird hump in
a
the...
A weird little moment.
Yeah.
Moments but, happen like
they like all
that.
Real... Like, you know what I mean? After you talk about it, like, they all realize, like, wow, we kind
right.
of were
we
being
overreact.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah. All right, next DM.
So, this DM is about ex-sex.
Ex-sex, baby. Relapses.
You know that Carrie Underwood song, Relapse?
No.
You should. It's good.
All right, cool. So she says, gotten myself into quite a mess.
Ooh, love that. Messy bitches.
Messy bitches. I dated this guy last year, and I mean, I was in love with him. I honestly thought it was the man I was going to marry, only for him to cheat on me multiple times. But honestly, I was stupid and kept going back to him.
Girlfriend.
So fast forward to today, him and I haven't stopped hooking up because honestly, Beck sex of my life.
Feel that.
Yeah. but he has no feelings for me at all. And I think I'm just putting off a heartbreak by hooking up with him.
Yeah, you are.
This has been going on for almost 2 years and I need to move on. How do I even start? Girl, you've been doing this for two years.
You have to cut
no,
it off
baby.
Cold
yeah.
turkey. There is no other way. This is an addiction. You have an addiction to the dick and you have to get away from him. Like, whatever you can do to distance yourself, that's what you gotta do. Like, I wish I could give you some magical solution. Okay, here's your 10-step program. Okay, here's what you do. But the honest to God truth is, just get out. Run.
Run.
Stop hooking up with him. Close your fucking vagina.
It's not. I bet you could find better sex somewhere else, too.
You know what? You'd be surprised how
yeah,
great
good other people
sex.
Can be.
Yeah, you might look at a guy and think he looks like a Muppet. There's mm-hmm. no way he's good at mm-hmm. sex. And then he's
there you
really
go.
Good at sex.
No, it's not worth it. And honestly, like, if he doesn't feel the same way about you, like, what the fuck
God,
is the point?
The point? Like, you're feeling
you're wasting
all
your
these
time.
Feelings. You're, like, having all these endorphins about him. And he's just like, great, another body to fuck. Like,
yeah, it's like,
fucked
oh,
up.
Why
you
would you
want to
be
better.
That? You deserve better.
You deserve better.
Why would you want to just be that for to someone?
You don't. I
you
mean,
don't.
Maybe you do, but you don't. Especially if you have feelings for them. Like,
exactly.
Fucking girl, come on.
You gotta
know better. And I know you know better because you DM'd us.
Yes, there you go.
You know exactly what we were going to say to you.
Yeah, you knew.
You know.
Oh, you tricked us into answering your DM. Ah,
shit,
you got us.
I'm just saying, like, girlfriend
having ex sex is one thing if you're both don't give a fuck about each other and you're using each other for
if
sex
one likes the other
if you like him come on you gotta run
2 years
get
that's
a that's lot
so
of time
long.
You're wasting a lot of your time
that is like a long time
yeah so
before we get into our cry count and our crazy story of the week we do have an ad. Are you tired of waking up tired or being in pain throughout the day? It is time you tried My Natural CBD. Not My Natural. It's called My Natural CBD. Now legal in all 50 states, hemp-based CBD is the new wonder supplement being used by everyone from office warriors to serious athletes to treat stress, anxiety, pain, and insomnia. Our friends at MyNaturalCBD.com are offering a discount to our listeners on their fantastic selection of THC-free tinctures, gummies, vapes, and bath bombs. Ooh, that will help you relax relax and refocus, all without the worry of failing a drug test. With free two-day shipping to your door on orders over $75 and a 15% discount on your entire order by using code ELLIE, this is a deal too great to pass up. Head to MyNaturalCBD.com to check out their product selection and get started feeling better fast. So yeah, and then before we get into that cry count.
Yes.
Just a real quick reminder because we have been getting a lot of DMs about this and just like want to make sure our new listeners know this. Okay. When you are having sexual intercourse with a man and he is behind you in doggy style, he can see your butthole.
Yes.
He can see your butthole. Guys can see your butthole.
All
sex.
Of it.
The whole butthole. The entire thing.
Yep.
So just be conscious of that. Be aware of that fact because...
Clean it up.
Keep it clean, ladies. That's why people get their assholes bleached. So
get the
it looks
butt
nice.
Strip. You got to get the butt strip.
The butt strip is so important.
Yeah, just
if you're shaving, you have to get the butt strip.
Just go to European Wax Center
and be like, please get
just
my
give
butt
me the butt strip.
Just the butt strip.
Or
just
you
the butt.
Shave it. Yep.
You know. So yeah, make sure you're shaving your asshole. Anyways, okay. Let's get into that cry count.
Okay, I haven't cried this week. Woohoo for me!
I can't remember. Did I cry last night? I didn't cry in therapy.
Congratulations.
Because I was more like worked up and like mad.
Mm.
I think maybe I cried a little bit
like
last
a frustration
night.
Cry.
Yeah, I cried a little frustratedly last night because I was just like, what am I doing with my life? Why am I alone? Like, why do I suck at relationships? Why do I suck at everything? Like, and then I was like, you're being dramatic. I was like, you're fine. You have a good job. You're fine.
Yep, everything will be fine.
Everything's going to be all right.
So low cry count this week.
Very low. Maybe one. Mm-hmm. Maybe one. Let us know your cry counts. We want to know.
Yeah.
This week, instead of crazy story of the week, we are doing hottest tea of the week because I got some really interesting gossip from a bunch of you guys. But this one was the craziest. I have not stopped thinking about it because I'm like, wow, this is crazy. So apparently this girl told me that she works at a bar and one of the bartenders is hooking up with another one of the bartenders. Seems fine. Seems normal, right? Except both of them have long-term significant others. But one of them, the guy has a live-in girlfriend, and the girl, her boyfriend lives like 8 hours away.
Oh, wow.
But the girl is also hooking up with a fry cook, like the cook in the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
And a guy in a frat as well as the bartender guy. And she doesn't care who knows that. She's like, whatever. I'm fucking
And right. she has a boyfriend.
And she has a boyfriend. And the guy was hooking up with this bartender and one of the hostesses. Now, the hostess knew that he had a girlfriend, but did not know that he was hooking up with the other bartender.
Wait, no, this is a fucking joke.
And she found out that he was hooking up with the other bartender and told everybody that he was hooking up with both of them. And so his live-in girlfriend now knows about it and broke up with him and made him move out. So he's like living on someone's couch now. So
honestly, fuck him.
Moral of the story is...
How could you be?
I don't even know.
How could you be so fucking stupid?
How could you be sleeping with that many people?
Oh my God, that
like okay, like cheating like mystifies me in some ways, but like that's like such extreme cheating that I'm
that
like,
is extreme cheating.
That is like extreme, like that extreme. That is like eyes go black, like extreme. Like that is like extreme cheating. I read this and I have told like 7 people about it because I'm like I am so fascinated by this story.
That is extreme cheating.
That's like you are cheating with so. There's so many facets and levels to that. There's like 8 people cheating in different ways. And the fact that the hostess...
All in the same house, too.
Yes, inside of the bar. And I know that bars can be incestuous because I worked in one. Mm-hmm. But like, oh my God, that is crazy.
Holy shit. Honestly, all right, fuck it. We have to talk about cheating in the next episode.
Should we just finally do our cheating episode?
Yeah,
is this happening?
Let's do it.
Oh my God, is this happening? Are we doing this? Are
let's do it,
this?
Yeah.
Yes, baby. We can't do that.
All right.
No, I'm so excited now for next week.
But, yeah, me too.
All right, so that is it for our episode today. We'll catch you next week for our cheating episode, which I swear to God, we're really going to do it because I'm really excited after that story.
Yeah, me too.
That story got us in it. So thank you so much for listening. As always, you can send us DMs, questions, stories, hypotheticals, weird situations, and would you rathers, and we will try our best to answer them. So and have a good day and have a good night. And wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we really, really, really hope it's a good one. And we'll catch you on the next one.
I love myself, I want to see it. When I turn around, look in the mirror. And if you don't like it, you can leave it. Cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. If you don't like it.
to caring, 'cause it's my own and I'll keep owning it. I'ma do just what I want on the regular, and it's really not my fault if you're scared of a sweet.